Let's get our intro on. Oh shoot, it's not even working.
Really?
Hey guys, we're on. I'm gonna have to come back to that. So
what happened?
We're on the air.
We were oh
no, my music. Oh. Laughing about the turtle.
The turtle had his mouth
Hi.
Open.
So it's the sisters.
Hi you guys. Everyone.
Everyone in the world. How are you? Is everyone good? On this lockdown.
Lockdown Saturday. It's not good for us. We are going. We're used to doing stuff, being out and about. Ordinarily, you'd be like, oh, you know, I'm looking forward to a Saturday where I don't have to do any work or, you know, not worry about things. But we're just sitting here like going crazy, eating too much.
Well, no.
Yeah, we had a gang of snacks.
What? We had popcorn.
Okay.
Swiss rolls.
Okay.
I did have a whole box.
Uh-huh.
Apples.
Uh-huh.
I'm eating apples.
With caramel dip.
Yeah,
cold caramel. You can at least warm that up.
I don't like warm.
It don't even. It's supposed to stick to the apple.
It'll burn my tongue.
It won't. You just keyword being warm, not scalding. Scalding caramel. And I ate my share of food. I had some rice. You know that shrimp fried rice I made. I had like
put my mouth on fire.
I had two bowls of that. Then I had a bagel with jelly and cream cheese. And what else did I eat? I had a little bit of your popcorn.
Yeah, two bowls of popcorn.
Yeah, two bowls of popcorn. And what else? I know I ate something else.
That's it.
Really?
We didn't really eat that much.
It feels like a lot. And then I walked the park and I did my planks. And later I'm gonna do a walking in place DVD too for 30 minutes. So I'm trying to do something because I don't want to come out of this 5 pounds heavier.
5 pounds heavier.
Yeah, I don't want that to be the outcome of this. It's already negative, so I'm gonna come out fatter too. Nah, that can't happen.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, so tonight.
See, doesn't that give you peace?
I'm not okay. So before we get into what we're getting ready to talk about, because I'm like all focused and everything.
I'm focused too.
And my sister here.
It's like we have an aquarium in the room.
She is not that focused. I'm focused.
She's
like, oh, let's turn on YouTube and put some scenery on. I'm like, are you serious? So you're not gonna focus.
We got beautiful sea turtles.
So she's staring at the
little fish.
TV. And so the first scene, what comes on, a turtle
with his head. He was laying on the rocks. He was
in the camera.
He was sunning himself.
I don't want to see a turtle sunning himself.
Hey, turtles need sun too.
There's a man sunning himself.
This is a nature moment. Nature.
That is natural.
We appreciate nature. God's
man.
Beautiful creatures.
They are beautiful creatures.
Okay, but you're looking at the beautiful creature in a lustful
so
manner.
So you're saying if a naked man with a nice strong chest was sunning himself, you wouldn't look?
I would respect him and give him his privacy.
And look. Without looking.
And then if he said he didn't want privacy, then I would say, excuse me, sir, may I gaze at your pecs? you got to ask these days because it's harassment. Excuse me, sir, may I gaze at your beautiful pecs? I was just passing by your nose. I'm not trying to harass you, but I just want to know because they are out. Just want to gaze at your beautiful pecs. Will I be offending you if I do so? And I'll go from there.
I would just stare like a lunatic.
See, that's not what we need.
Like I would just stare at him.
You pull out your phone.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that. He's sunning himself. That's what I would do. That, yeah. Uh-uh. Okay, so tonight.
Shots for the end. No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a shot now.
I'm not fixing no bagels tonight. I'm telling you now.
I'll fix my own bagel.
With jelly and cream?
No.
That's the only way to do it.
You didn't do it for me. She wouldn't even put butter on my bagel.
Well, I
had to call daddy.
You just need the basics. We just had to get you from a bad point.
Okay. So tonight, everyone, we are going, we have several topics we're going to talk about tonight, because this is what we've been thinking about all day since we've been inside. That's not a turtle. That's a Pokemon that my baby put on the computer.
He looks like a turtle to me.
Well, he's not sunning himself.
Guy right there.
I forgot his name, but they know his name. They know the little creature's name.
Turtlemon.
It's not a Turtlemon.
Turtlemon.
Okay.
Pokemon. Turtlemon.
Anyway.
It's a kitty. Kittymon. Puppymon.
That's a star. That's a star.
Starmon.
Starmon. Okay. I think I had Pikachu, but I don't know where.
Pikachu.
I think he didn't give me Pikachu. That's his favorite. Or Salamon or something.
See?
Okay. Anyway.
He's probably a salamander.
He's a lizard.
See?
Like a baby dinosaur.
I was so close. I was so close.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Salamon.
Tonight, we have several different topics we're going to talk about. The first one we're going to talk about are the behinds, the derrières, the beauties that are on Instagram.
Doing it for the gram. Booties on the gram.
I just love the gram.
Booties on the gram.
So, you know, like, if you have, what's up, Giles? So, like, you know, you see girls always posting pictures of their boom booms on the gram. Hey! Say hi. Get out your mouth and say hi.
Oh, hey.
She's up here picking her teeth. I don't know why. Okay. And so, like, you know, you tell your man that you want to get
a little enhancement.
A little enhancement. Mm-hmm. What is an enhancement? Can you please explain?
No, just enhancement is enhancement.
Okay, so you want to get some plastic surgery.
Plumped up.
And, you know, hey, what's up, Glenn? Say hi to Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Plumped up.
And so we're talking about the girls' boom booms on Instagram.
Doing it for the gram.
$2 Saturdays would be more fitting. $2.
Two scoops.
Two scoops of fun.
With two scoops.
That
sounds too close to 2 tons of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Take that back.
Food we ate today. Okay. So
just two scoops.
Two funs of sunshine?
No. Oh, now we're sunning ourselves. I wish I could sun myself.
That's why I want to go to hedonism sun myself.
No sun. I'm not.
Okay. But she likes to be nude.
In my house.
But not on the beach.
In my house.
Okay.
In my house.
Yeah. So whatever. Anyway, the Instagram. So if you have a boyfriend,
the Instagram
you have a boyfriend or whatever, like, you know, like, I want my butt to look like that. Why do men always say, you're fine the way you are, but then they go and they stare at all the girls on Instagram.
Yeah. But I bet you they like you after you get it done.
Yeah, after you get it done. Like, then they want to keep you on lockdown.
Yeah.
Then other people look at
they
you.
They never realized it would look
maybe like not on me. Instagram. You're not on Instagram. Who doesn't want to be naked? Exactly. Mm. He said, yeah, on the beach. I would like to do that on the beach where I can get fully sunned.
Sunning all of the crevices.
Like a turtle.
He was getting his back done. His back was off.
Your friend, male friend with an S, do they, you know, approve
does
of
he
that?
Sun himself? Nah.
No, does he sun himself?
I mean, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Then gets naked on the beach.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's all right. No, he doesn't. He's not like, yeah, baby, go do it. Go do it. Get it done. But he's not like,
woo!
Got Digi in.
Woo, shoot!
She just did a shot.
Audio, chaser.
Yeah, water. Apple juice. That's not a good combo. But anyway, no.
Apple martini.
That's far from an apple martini.
Okay.
Now it's an apple caramel martini. That's a disaster for vomit.
Yeah,
that's.
Oh, are you going to make me a bagel?
Mm, we eating fish.
We're having fish tacos tonight.
No, fish tacos.
No fish tacos?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
We having fried fish, Southern style, Louisiana fish fry.
Okay, so the dudes, they like looking at the big butts.
A complete curvy waist, you know, just a curvy vixen style.
He said, we do.
Yeah. But then if your woman approaches you,
I want that. I want to have.
Yeah, I
want to
look like that. I want a super duper.
And they're like, no, you don't need that.
Like, no, baby, you're fine. I think that they're just being polite. and just saying that. I just think they're just being.
And we like a big booty.
Wow. I think they're just being polite.
Said, I'll look at a booty no matter what size.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. But in reality, no, I'm just playing. No, that's not. But that's. I think they just don't want to hurt our feelings. What if he was like, yeah, babe, you come on, let's go pick you out one right now. Let's go look at Instagram.
And I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, now that, man, if I had that response, it might. Yeah. We'd have been done it. We've done it
long
already.
A long time ago, like 4 years ago, right?
Like, no, I just started being interested like
last
couple,
year. Then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. But they love looking at big boom boom.
But they don't want, yeah. I just think they don't want to hurt our feelings.
You guys are on Instagram. Yeah, we're on Instagram.
We're on the gram.
I'm on the gram.
Still learning the gram, man.
So I'm going to type
my
in.
Phone, huh? My phone is kind of weird. I need to go.
Damn. Okay, so that's hers. And then mine is like positive something.
Positive enlightenment.
I am IDK. Cool? I don't know how to use it. So I say, I know, right? Instagram is like not user friendly at all.
Yep.
You know, and I feel so old trying to use it, trying to upload pictures from the computer. Like,
I'm just going to ask a kid, like a teenager. Like,
yeah, because they're on Instagram all the time.
And they've mastered it, and they're not even smart. So
I know they can't even open up a Word document.
These children,
they don't even know what a resume is.
Right. And but you know Instagram from top to bottom. That baffles me. That's mind-boggling.
So Giles, if you go to ThemK, you'll see me. I'm positive in light. Yeah. Oh, I'm there. So yeah, you know, like guys, they always look at it. Cause I asked my friend the other day, I'm like, what you doing? Looking at booties on Instagram.
Oh. That's his favorite pastime. He don't really count. He wants to look at soft porn. He don't really count. That stuff he looks at is soft porn. That's not even Instagram
Would
models.
You take that girl home to your parents with that big jiggly boom boom.
No. I mean it's not her body. It's not her fault that it's her body. Her body's made that way.
They're smart, not wise.
But okay. It's the way you present it. It's the way you present yourself. I'm not going to be presenting myself and, you know, in such a manner that I'll take away the classy look from my body.
So we have Pornhub. Why jerk off to Instagram? Wow. Damn it. That's true. Pornhub, some good stuff.
I mean,
from what I've heard, I wouldn't know personally, but from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Okay, it said when the booty is so nice, it brings Albert Einstein back to life. Wow.
Wow. See how men act over.
Yep.
See how y'all act over big booty. See?
Unofficial sponsor of Random Couple Show. Right. Yep. Pornhub.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I need to download another show, Glenn, to see what's really going on over there with you. Because I heard one. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, they just don't know it yet.
Racy.
Oh, okay.
Racy. A little racy there.
So, yeah, you guys, you know, we're just getting, we're becoming more and more delirious because we're stuck inside.
Ooh, it's killing me.
We want to go places. So, let's just skip to the other parts.
Mm-hmm.
Underwear.
Okay.
Is it healthy to wear underwear or not to wear underwear? Which one is healthier?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
But from what you've heard, what do you think?
I mean, I haven't. I think it's a personal thing. I think it's, if you would like to, it's up to you. It's totally up to you. Some people have said it's more freeing if you don't. But if you're trying to go for a jog, maybe that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
You go to a jog. What if it's really hot one day?
Yeah.
And you get off the chair and then you see like your sweat mark on the chair and your potential boss sees that. That's embarrassing.
Uncomfortable, embarrassing.
That happened to me.
Oh, my.
And the guy was like, you know, French guy. He was like, it just happened before.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh,
and
God.
I had on a full suit.
Oh my gosh! Well, I don't know what I would have done.
Like, do you like inch back over and try to wipe it with your hand, or
if nobody's around?
I mean, he was right there, and it happened to look down on the chair and saw the little line. I was like, oh my gosh!
If nobody was around, I'd try to do that.
Like, try to move around.
Like when we were at the gym, that happened. Remember that? We were at the gym.
And that's why they have you spray it down. Because they don't want any sweat juices booty on the juices, gym.
Booty juices.
Some, yeah, some fresh veggie. Some fresh veggie juices.
Right, not fresh.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, that was that bad. That was that bad.
That's bad.
Because I perspire. Like, I mean, when I'm doing a couple planks, I'm already like sweating. So that's an issue for me.
You know, too. And like I try to wear like heavier clothing, but it just goes right through.
That makes it worse.
Probably makes it worse. Because I mean, if it went through a wool suit that's lined, come on.
Were you itching? Because you
was. It was lined.
I don't.
There's
like
lining
wool
on the inside of the suit, so I wasn't itching at all. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you guys. Do you think it's healthy to wear underwear or not to wear underwear? I mean, what if you
probably if they're cotton?
If they're cotton, lace underwear is bad for you.
Oh,
to wear. Yeah.
Oh, and nylon, right?
And nylon. Well,
but if, are you talking about men? Are you talking about men or women though?
I've never seen a pair of nylon men's underwear before.
Women. Okay.
So, I've never seen that.
Satin.
Have you guys seen that?
Satin before? Underwear for men.
I mean, would it be nice to like satin slide around in your underwear
satin
if you're a man?
Rumbas for men.
Satin rumbas? That's a heck of a rumba.
You know, rumba panties. They got those little lace.
Satin, yeah, I got those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But for men.
Satin, but for men.
Satin rumbas for men.
Satin rumbas. Who's going to be the first to step up to wear some satin rumbas?
And you gotta like
put that on Instagram.
You gotta like wait. You gotta like shake your butt.
That would be a weird sight for a man. You have to you shake gotta, it.
Like you're wagging your tail like you're a dog.
Satin
you
know? Rumba.
Yeah, satin rumba.
Satin rumba.
Satin rumba.
But what
satin rumba.
But would a man wear satin underwear?
I don't
think like how would that feel?
They wear silk boxers.
Oh, they're silk.
Silk
they're
boxers.
Silk. So silk and satin. That's different.
Yeah.
Silk
different.
Is softer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So satin is more like
probably
polyester,
more like in the taffeta family. Perhaps.
Okay, yeah.
I want to say.
So like some tidy whities that nylon. Oh, nylon.
Nylon's not breathable though.
Nylon's not breathable.
Remember for a long time, women's pantyhose
polyester.
Ugh.
Oh, you have a pair of polyester underoos, classic George.
Wow.
Wow. They make
are they
those,
breathable though?
Are they breathable? You think they're breathable? He said, hell no.
Yeah, because I think that's the important thing for underwear. They need to be absolutely
have to be
breathable.
Lace
that's
is
not good.
Lace is not good at all.
Yeah. And nylon, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nylon, no. No. So I would say you need to wear underwear.
Breathable.
Breathable underwear.
Breathable underwear.
Because if you don't wear underwear and you they do make a number two,
oh God.
I mean, you get like little scratches or
streaks.
Streaks, scratches on your clothing.
okay, but what if, so the underwear should be made out of cotton.
Cotton underwear.
But what if you're wearing cotton jeans? Isn't that enough?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Cotton jeans not enough. Everyone should wear underoos. Thank you.
Sad.
What do you think, Thimberly?
It's a personal.
It's a personal choice. I mean, would you advise someone to wear underoos?
Okay. I would absolutely tell them it's a personal choice. If they'd like to do that for hygiene and, you know, whatever reasons they would like to or not
person,
like to.
Why would a person not like to? You see what I'm getting at here, right? I'm trying to get her to admit something. Why would a person not like to wear underoos?
I really don't know. It's just, it would be a personal thing. Maybe it's more freeing for them.
More freeing when they can just go to hedonism and just lay naked and be free if they want to.
That's just disgusting. Because my body's not on display.
So don't free ball.
I'm
no
not taking
free
my
balling.
Clothes off for anyone.
No free balling.
Well, for guys, it's kind of.
Well, I mean, you would think like because they have their little friends down there that it would scratch them.
The nest.
The nest. The hornet's nest. Right. It would scratch them, you know, with pants.
Yeah,
or
it
something.
Seems like it wouldn't be comfortable.
Like it could get zipped up in there or
Franks
something.
And beans.
You know?
Franks and beans. So, remember that movie, Something About Mary?
Yeah.
That's a funny
yeah,
movie.
Yeah. So, it, you know, they would get snapped up in there. The zipper is the devil.
Exactly. Protect those Franks and beans.
Yeah, so I would see they have to wear underoos.
Yeah, but
don't you have a natural friend that doesn't wear them?
No, No, I don't know anyone that doesn't wear them.
See how fast she answered that?
I don't. He wears underwear.
Oh.
He does.
Oh, okay.
He does.
So is underwear like a waste of time to put on in the morning?
No. It depends on who you are. Hey, Mr. Sea Turtle.
Oh, we're not talking about sea turtles. She's trying to get off the subject.
He's so beautiful. That's
okay.
Nature at
he's
work.
He's sunning under the ocean.
He's sun. Yeah. He's getting some sun under.
Okay. Hey. Focus.
His little underbelly.
Focus. Focus.
He's got a yellow underbelly.
Okay. We're not talking about his underbelly. Okay. She's getting way off.
I love animals.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, she's getting way off, way off, way off.
I'm not even looking at the sea turtle. I'm focusing.
It said, "Meet the zipper once, never forget the."
Oh
the
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
Or like if you like have pubic hair, and it gets caught in the zipper,
you gotta have a heck of a lot of pubic hair. Can,
yeah, but sometimes people
maybe
don't shave.
Maybe in the '70s that you had.
Or the 60s when they were natural.
Oh yeah.
When they did the natural.
Women had hair under their arms. Oh.
Personally, I think everybody should get shaved. I mean, not shaved, waxed.
Waxed.
Everyone
needed something.
Said, damn, she had a wild imagination. Yo, I think everybody should get waxed. Yeah. Everyone.
Or at least shaved.
At least shave, but yeah. Waxing is better.
I don't see a lot of men going to get waxed. I don't see them putting
Why
themselves.
Why not? Men
because they're not
going to
go. A lot of men are not going to go through that pain.
And it makes you look bigger.
But we go. Okay. But we we go through greater lengths to look beautiful than men do. Now men are starting to catch up. Men are getting Botox. Men are getting plastic surgery.
Who believes in manscaping?
They all better. Looking like a hairy, musty Grizzly Adams out there.
I can't stand like a hairy chest.
Yeah, I'm not.
I like it smooth.
Like smooth skin?
Yeah, yeah. Like a swimmer.
Okay.
Like a swimmer. You know, swimmers get waxed.
Yeah, they do. I had a friend in high school. He had to, because it makes him go faster.
Yeah.
He shaved. Well, he didn't wax. He shaved.
So does Aquaman. Aquaman, is he, if he's a real person?
He's got scales. He don't
care. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but yeah, he was shaved. He didn't get waxed, but he shaved his legs and stuff. Shaved his legs, underarm,
yeah.
Et cetera.
Yeah, I think everybody should get waxed because, like, there's no odor. It looks like he's, oh, you have a question, Giles? What's up? Oh, wait, hold on. What's up, Giles? Do you get waxed? How many of you guys get waxed out there?
Men are not putting themselves through that. No.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong because with waxing.
If they shave, that's fine too. You don't have to wax, but you.
But
need
with
to,
shaving comes bumps.
Not necessarily. If you shave often, you just don't let it grow back
because it itches like
So you just
fire.
Keep it, you just keep it.
If you let it go. Yeah. And I believe that waxing cuts down on crabs.
Well, the removal of hair, not
the
having
removal of hair.
Period. Because they said people have less body lice now than in the 70s.
Oh,
they're all hairy.
He has admitted he's going to be a pussy when it comes to waxing.
See, men are not going to go through that stuff. They're not. They can, if you shave, that's good enough.
But if you get waxed,
no.
Women are something else.
Yeah. We go through a lot more for beauty than men are not. Very few men will, but.
But if you do it one time, the next time it'll get easier.
Or there's another. Remember I worked at that med spa?
Amen to that.
I worked at that med spa and they did the laser. A lot of men got their chest laser hair removal, you know?
So does that hurt? Laser?
It feels like little rubber bands popping you. And they
so like a tattoo. Worse than a...
It's not even on the same.
If somebody can get tattooed, you can get waxed.
No. Yeah, but the tattoo is over. You get it and it's done. Waxing, you got to come back. Nah, I wouldn't put them
I
on
have
the same.
A great esthetician that will wax. Mm-mm. I guess the more so men probably don't want
men
their,
are not
their
going
privateers.
Through that.
They don't want their privateers handled.
Waxing hurts. That hurts.
Unless you're into pain.
And I'm a woman and I it hurts.
Well, I see nothing wrong with it.
But men are not gonna do it.
I do it once a month.
We go through a lot of beauty regimens, you know.
Yeah,
men are not gonna.
And see, if you're not wearing underwear,
it would be them use the
other. But if you don't wear underwear, it would be best to be waxed, so you won't carry that odor in there.
Oh God!
So, is there spray like women have feminine spray?
Yeah, there's.
Is there spray for men's
spray for men
private parts?
I would say so. You would say so? Yeah, there was this site I saw.
So they have wipes, right? They have
men wipes. Yes,
man,
they do.
Man
Remember
wipes.
I sent that thing
to
you?
Yeah, they have man wipes.
Man wipes, they do. Which is not, their wipes are not different from our wipes. They're just trying to capitalize on men,
doing manscaping.
Yeah, it's not, they're not any special. They're not scented with brute, you know.
Old Spice.
Who
like to smell like brute
down there? Spice wipes.
Old Spice wipes. Old Spice wipes.
Hey, we need to call them. Okay. You guys have water wipes, you know? That's a good idea.
Hey, you guys hear about those new Old Spice wipes?
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, when would you use that? Like, okay, you pull up to your date's house.
No,
and you just run a wipe all on your private tears everywhere.
Just like we would in the restroom. After they use the restroom, use your Old Spice wipe. Yeah, and then you good. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so different. So I think men need to embrace their manscaping.
Yeah.
More so.
And I do believe they are. I do believe men definitely are embracing that. Because, you know, they have all this little beard condition.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're getting their little beards dyed. And, yeah.
Every Saturday I had to go get Mississippi something for his beard. Right. I need a conditioner for it. Right. I need a special comb.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so
doing more manscaping. You guys do great. Manscaping?
Men are capital, you know, working on skincare now.
Yeah, skincare, you know, for men.
It's important. Because if they're shaving their faces, you need to get something to exfoliate so you won't get bumps.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine if you have to shave every day, it can take its toll on your face.
Because that's growing out of your face.
Right. Every day.
They have to shave every day.
Every day.
Well, no, you just get it lined up or something. Depends on how fast your hair grows.
Depends on your job, too. Like, if you're a police officer, you have to have a clean.
I've seen a police officer with a beard.
I haven't.
I saw him. He was very nice looking, too. Men with beards are hot.
You sure that wasn't like a stripper outfit?
You know? He wasn't a stripper.
You're under arrest for breaking the booty law.
You're coming with me. No, he wasn't a stripper. He wasn't. I was like, hey.
Because I know
he
like
said, hey.
Wow. Because I know like an ex of mine was, excuse me, a police officer. And he had curly hair. So he had to get a special note from his doctor, from his dermatologist. Hey, I can't shave every day, you know, because I get ingrown hair on my face.
Oh.
Yeah, he had to actually get a special
note. Officer was hot and he had a beard.
I've not ever seen one.
He was at the Safeway.
Really?
Yeah. I could take you there.
No, I'm good.
I don't know if he's working.
He was working there?
No, he was like protecting the door.
He was a security guard.
He was a police officer. It said police on his back or chest or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was
looking. Usually they don't. They usually clean.
No, but you know.
Clean shaven. Clean
shaven. He had a beard, though. He had a beard.
Clean
beards are hot.
Clean shaven, fair gentleman.
I just want to say that beards are hot. So, okay. So we're on this lockdown and we're going crazy. So we've been making like videos and stuff.
rant videos
because we've been basically in the house. So we have been thinking about like the best movies that we could possibly watch. So my first movie was Breaking Electric Boogaloo that came out in 1984. What was one of yours?
I would have to say like Gremlins.
You guys, tell me which movies do you guys like?
Gremlins, The Color Purple, Sleeping with the Enemy.
You said Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah,
she likes all those little sad movies. Like, what was that one when the man was in a boat with the tiger?
Oh, The Life of Pi.
Oh my
that
gosh,
movie was good.
I couldn't even finish that movie. Really? I was like, oh, okay,
Richard Parker the tiger.
Like, this is ridiculous. I'm not watching this crap.
The zebra was fighting and the orangutan.
I cannot.
That movie, that movie was award-winning. Did you know that?
I don't know why. I wasn't on the board. Because it would not have won any awards.
Oh, she said, I don't know why.
I mean, do you guys like that movie?
The Life of Pi was good.
Don't waste your time. It's about it.
It's deeper. It has a deeper meaning. It's about life lessons and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And he was in the mangrove. Man, that movie was good. I need to own that. I need to find it.
Yeah.
Life of Pi was good.
Thumbs down on that.
Like, you're like the only one that didn't like Life of Pi.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
You're okay. So you're.
It friend, got like 100 on
your
Rotten
friend
Tomatoes.
Boy at the time.
I don't know who I was with. I mean, that sounds awful.
There's just been so many.
Like, what year was it? I might have been
so
married.
She remembers who her friend was at the time by the year. So let's say it was 2005.
Single.
2008.
I don't know. Eight. Single.
Ish.
No, let me think. Oh, five.
In the beginning
of 05, I was still living in Vegas, so I know I was single. There was no hope of a relationship there.
No woman or girlfriend.
No woman, wife, girlfriend, nothing. No man in my life. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Depressing. So 05, yeah, no, I wasn't. I didn't have a boyfriend. Okay,
so as she recaps on her love life.
Not like we watched
New Jack City today. That was out when I was in the eighth grade.
Wow, wait, really?
I think I was in the eighth grade. That was like 1990, right? No, I was in the ninth grade. So it was like 1991.
Wow.
So what were you watching in 2005?
05? Oh my gosh. I don't even.
What was out in 2005?
I don't even know. I know 05. I was in Vegas, so I was heavily into like renting movies, like Redbox. I would rent a lot from Redbox. Yeah, I rented a lot. That was my Friday night thing. I would always go to Wingstop.
Oh, Wingstop.
And
is good.
I love Wingstop. I always go to Wingstop and I get a movie. So I know I polished a lot of them away, so I don't even remember.
You still love wings. I like chicken balls.
I'm the queen of wings. Like I'm the queen. I'm the self-appointed queen of wings.
While in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, we lived in Vegas.
For 3 years. Well, I lived there.
I still live there.
I lived there for 3 years. I had to go.
It is so sad. But I'm serious, like, after you have kids.
Yeah, Vegas is
not. I had mine, like, 2008. And so, after that, you can't really go anywhere because, you got to try to be responsible. So, but before then, it's fun. I remember there was this club at the Stratosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like he said yes, that it does change everything.
I never went out at the Stratosphere.
But there was this one club at the Stratosphere, and it had like an 80s room. Oh, it had a 90s room.
Really?
And a 2000
room. Is it still there?
No, I think it's gone now.
I never went with you to that place.
And so they had like this thing where you could take a picture, like the Brady Bunch box.
Oh, really?
And stuff. Yeah. Wow. It was real nice because like each room, and then that's the music they were playing.
Wow, that sounds cool.
That was real fun.
They shouldn't have taken that away because that's a good concept.
No.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. There was a lot of DUI driving during that time. And then like then we went to like this it's called the Putters Club or the Potters.
Uh-huh.
It was some place like way almost like to Blue Diamond somewhere. Mm-hmm. This is all in Las Vegas, you guys. And this guy, he hit like some numbers on his little bar machine.
Oh yeah, the slot machine
at the bar. He bought us all drinks.
Oh,
and
nice
stuff. And, man, we got shit faced. Like,
wow, that
like,
is nice.
And we were sitting there. He's like, "Hey, drinks on everybody!" Like right there, because it was like maybe five of us in there.
Okay. Was it like late at night?
It was late.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I'm a late night person.
Yeah.
I'm late. So I like to hang out later. So yeah, that's the one thing I miss about Vegas. If you're, of course not in the times like this, but if you just want to go out late, you can always find a place to go and, have a late meal if you
want.
Remember
the first time we went, we were out like at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, we're like, wow, this is great.
Oh, and every guy was coming up to you like, hey, want a party?
And this, even if we can't figure out that why. Even when the sun came up, like dawn, hey, you want to make some? Yeah, that was so weird. That was crazy.
He said, "You want to make some money?"
Yes, he did.
Yeah, this guy came up to my sister and said, "Hey, do you want to make some money?"
Yep. Yeah.
Well, we're in Vegas.
Was it like
5 in the morning? And they always came up to her.
I'm like, what?
I told her, I was like, maybe it was your hair and makeup or something.
No, it couldn't have been that. Everybody else had makeup on too.
Not during the lockdown. No. No, this is the first time we went to Vegas.
I would have profited.
That was 2004.
Yep.
Yeah, that was 2004.
Yep.
Okay, so he says, what music are you guys playing to keep you entertained?
Whatever you have right there on your computer. We've been listening to jazz. We listened to jazz last night.
Hip hop instrumentals.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of
meditation
jazz.
I listen to meditation.
Yeah, a lot of meditation.
With my turtles swimming here. They're a little turtle.
I'm so sick of seeing these little turtles on the
screen. They're beautiful.
Yeah, and just a lot of
what those turtles ever do to you?
A lot of meditating.
What those turtles ever do to you?
They're sunning themselves with their yellow bellies.
Underbelly.
Yellow underbelly.
Just underbelly.
And we've also been meditating on this bottle called New Amsterdam.
Wow, no.
Yeah.
I've been meditating on health and wellness. Thank you very much.
That is my health and wellness.
Okay. Well, okay.
And eating bagels.
Yeah. Ooh, that bagel was good. So you got, man. So we make I put the bagel in the toaster.
She is the cook of the family.
Man, put the bagel in the toaster, put some butter on it, and then melt the cream cheese a little bit in the microwave. And then, you know, spread it on and then put the jelly of your choice on there, like strawberry or apricot.
Oh my gosh.
It's not just a bagel. It's a masterpiece.
All right. So what about you, Giles? How are you doing during this lockdown?
And are you eating
bagels? Is that some deep meditation? Listen, do you guys like the new mumble rap subgenre?
What?
Mumble, what is that? Like when they talk really fast?
I don't really listen to rap music, so I couldn't tell you.
We got like, what's his name? Slim Shady. He goes really, really fast. Is that the mumble rap?
I don't think that's new though.
I could have swallowed. No. It is a new. He came up with a new song.
Oh, for real? I don't really listen to rap music.
And
like
he
that has
a beard.
Yeah.
He looks nice now. Mm. He looks older. He looks
more
nice
mature.
Now.
Yeah, he does look more mature.
Yeah, that blonde hair is gone.
His hair is dark now.
It's dark.
Okay.
It's dark.
So he's gone
it's
back
dark,
to his natural color.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a dark brown. And he looks really nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, he's Fijian.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
We want to come to Fiji.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Can we be naked there?
So are you on lockdown there?
Are you is Fiji on lockdown? Wait, you might not be in Fiji though. You might just be Fiji.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, where are you? Where are you guys now? Where is everybody in here?
He's probably like, oh, I'm at an overwater bungalow.
Right.
I'm gonna be so jealous.
You ever see that movie Couples Retreat? Yes. You know, that's where I live.
Right? Yeah, right, right.
He lives in Australia.
That's still very not very, very.
Oh yeah,
nice.
So yeah, you're on lockdown.
Yeah. So how's everything there?
Are you guys okay? Who is this butt pee? No, somebody named butt pee right there. Oh, Australia. You know, we're originally from California, and I went to school with a lot of kids that were from Fiji.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Okay.
We got 2 cases at home, mm-hmm. but over 1,000 in Australia. Yeah. Because they're not washing their hands.
They travel. Probably.
They travel. They sneeze and then they're giving each other high fives. Mm. It's like a big mukbang. Did I say it right?
Yep, you said it right.
I said it right.
A mukbang of germs.
A mukbang of germs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Giles. So yeah, we're from the West Coast. And we went to school with a lot of kids from Fiji. Yeah, you remember my friend? What was her name? Oh my gosh, I cannot think of her name. Uh-huh. But you met her.
Really?
Yeah, she was real sweet.
I probably did.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she wanted me like to try to fix her hair in like a little poof.
Okay.
I was like, oh, her hair was like super long and thick. I'm like, oh my God, you have to go to the beauty shop for this.
Lots of Aquanet.
Yeah, oh my, Aquanet. Mm-hmm. Just hold it there and just spray and spray and spray until it's like sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to blow dry it. Hold the hair dryer there.
Yeah, hold it.
Uh-huh.
Remember how tall my bangs used to be?
Oh my, why did we do
that? I used
that?
To have like super tall bangs.
You were a hair bear.
And I had like bang here, yeah, and then a bang up top.
Why did
we
do that?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Why did we do that?
I know
that?
You guys probably don't know anything about Aquanet.
We're hair bears.
Yeah.
Our hair used to be huge.
Hair bear, yeah.
Huge hair. Huge hair.
You think black person's hair is tough until you touch a feature. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. Her name is Radhika, I think.
I thought she was from India.
No, she was Fiji.
Oh, okay.
She was from Fiji.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But her hair was like super thick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was cool.
Yeah.
No, she said no. She said I'm from Fiji, the island. Her parents were from there.
Okay.
She was like, because I think it was like, what, Fiji Indian or something? I don't know. Explain it to us, Giles.
Let me give him that.
But she said she was from Fiji.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, he said Indians were brought over to Fiji by the British.
Really?
Wow.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Wow. The British were just spreading their seed all around.
Because I know the British brought Indians to Africa as well.
Oh yeah,
to build the railroad.
Yeah. But no, if you called her Indian, she'd be mad. So she was like, no. So yeah, even though her name was Rodriguez, so.
Yeah,
he's like, nope, she was Indian.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah,
remember
you remember her
family because she like,
she was real cool.
Yeah, she was.
I don't know where she is now.
I don't know. Maybe still in California.
Probably so.
Yeah,
probably so.
Yeah.
Yep, we all lived in the U.
Straight out of. I want to get a T-shirt. Straight out of
okay, so. Now that we binge watch on Netflix, because we said, oh, so two main races are Fijians and Indians.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So
we want to come to Fiji, most definitely.
I would like to sun myself.
I want to swim in that beautiful water.
I just want to sun myself.
Okay. You probably can't be nude over there.
Are there nude beaches there?
Nope.
No. Oh. Well, maybe at a resort or something.
Yeah, maybe at a resort.
But I can sun myself.
maybe.
She wants to.
No, I don't.
What's up, Nene? Or is that Nini? Nini. Right there. You know, I'm wearing glasses and I still can't see. So, hey.
Nini.
Yeah. Nini. So, now that we're on this lockdown, who said, no offense, but you might scare the locals away. I don't think so. I'm the nicest person that you will ever meet, Giles.
Why? Because they're more modest. Are they locals are more modest?
I'll just stay in the hotel,
by the pool.
I'll just stay by the pool.
Yeah,
you know where the adult side is.
Yeah,
yeah. If I won't scare away the locals. Nah, you could. Oh, so you can sun yourself. Okay, so that's awesome, man.
Okay,
I will sun myself. Okay, so so we were talking about now that we're here on lockdown. Mm-hmm. But keep it modest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I can be modest. I just want to be.
Oh, really? Can you?
Yeah, I can.
So let's go to Dubai then. Can you be that modest? Okay. Yeah.
I just want to wear my regular clothes.
Your regular clothes. You're off the shoulder.
No, like a t-shirt and jeans. I can, just regular. Like regular beach clothing, you know, not necessarily. Yeah, just regular. I have no desire to go
but
to.
But if you go to the DR
and
have some procedures done and you're healed and nice and all that stuff.
I still don't want to.
Are you going to be modest?
I mean, again, regular beach attire. You know, I want to wear that little off-the-shoulder swimsuit I showed you, the one I was looking at the other
time. So how much skin can you show? Because, I think that might be, that's not modest.
Well, I don't want to be nude. I say it that way.
Oh, they said in the resort, you're good. Oh, when you go to the village, they'll tell you to cover up. Okay yeah.
Well, that's pretty normal.
Well, that's like being in a southern state, like Mississippi or something.
You do that too, though. Because we couldn't walk through the city back to our cruise ship. Without a sarong.
Wait. Which island?
Where were we? I want to say Bahamas.
Probably didn't want to get attacked.
I was with a group, actually. And they told us, the ladies, we had to put our sarong on walking through the city. Yeah.
I mean, who would want to walk in underwear?
Our swimsuits. We had swimsuits on.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
And we were walking back to our boat. So, yeah. So we were like, it told us so.
Oh, so it said Fiji is still pretty much rooted in its culture. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So wait, Fiji is an American territory, right?
I'm not sure. But
do you need a passport to go there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But then Samoa is an American territory as well.
But Fiji and Samoa are not.
I thought Fiji was too.
No.
Oh, he said no, it's not. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I, from what I read, Fiji has a large Muslim population as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go there.
I wonder what's the weather like right now.
I can tell you that.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
She's going to look it up. Oh, yeah.
Now you got to start it. So we need to get our plane tickets now while it's cheap.
Probably so.
Yeah. Like, do they have tsunamis?
Mm-hmm.
So Fiji was under her royal bumness, the queen of bumness. Wow. Oh, the queen of England. Oh, wow. Yeah. So, what do they use pounds? Or they just use the Fijian money.
So right now it's...
I say it's 80 degrees there right now. What do you say? Oh, Fiji dollars. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. So you have to get that exchange. What's the weather?
8 degrees Celsius.
What is Celsius? We need to translate that to Fahrenheit. Okay. I'm sorry, but our American school system didn't teach us Celsius. Okay. Oh, they gained its independence in 1974.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. That's real cool.
In Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah, in Fahrenheit. What is it, 18 Celsius?
Yeah. No, 8.
8? That seems kind of cold.
Probably not.
Does it get cold there?
I doubt it.
Okay, see, we love talking to people from different places. It's so cool. It's like you're learning. Do they have any men and beards on that picture as well?
No, just words.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what do you see? Okay, so anyway, while we're doing this lockdown, it says our winter is roughly 20 degrees Celsius average. What the heck is Celsius?
So I don't know what that means.
So still okay to suntan. Okay.
Yeah, so like 80s, I would imagine.
So like 80. Is it humid, I wonder? Does it feel like a shower? Because you're not going to wear any curls in your hair if it's humid.
Nope.
Just have to throw it in a ponytail. I was like, yeah, that's what she's trying to do. You know, Americans are, you know, we're trying to, yeah. She's deep in thought, too. She's frowning and everything, trying to convert that.
Okay, yeah, 88 to 79.
Yeah. Okay.
That's perfect. Yeah. So from May to October may bring dry weather. And the rainy season runs from November to April. So that's good to know, too, when you're going to a place.
Don't wreck our heads. Don't worry. We won't.
May to October is a good time to go. Wow.
May through October.
Yes, I would love to go. After this lockdown, I think people are going to be going crazy going on vacation.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is not a vacation. This is not even a mental health break.
Yeah.
This is not good.
No, it's not. This is not.
Oh, you said try to avoid November through April. Oh, cyclone season.
That's what it says. Yep. That's exactly what it says. November to April is the rainy season. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So May to October is good to come. And the rainy season runs from November to April. Just like that.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Cyclone. That sounds serious. We don't get that in Nevada.
We don't get nothing. It barely gets rain.
Nothing. All right. So how many of you guys watch Netflix? We watch Netflix. What have you been watching on Netflix?
So I've been watching Good Girls on Netflix.
What's Good Girls about?
So it's about these three ladies, three friends. They may have gone to high school together. I'm not sure. But anyway, they're three friends. And each one of them has, you know, individual issues. Like the one lady, her daughter has like cancer, I want to say. Cancer. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like one pill, the treatment for her to keep her alive was like $10,000. Yeah. Per treatment.
So what do they do? They start robbing people?
I gotta finish the whole
thing. Oh, sorry.
Finish the story.
I'm getting all in her business.
And then the other lady, her husband, he spent all the money, all the mortgage money, and all the bank accounts were like empty. He spent all the money. And he works at a car dealership. And he's cheating with some little floozy at his job.
That's what we're calling it now. Yeah, floozy.
Yeah, some little floozy at his job. Spending all their money. So he spent all their family money. They didn't even know how they were going to pay. Their mortgage was behind.
Mm.
And then the third young lady, she and her daughter's father are not together. And he's remarried, lives in a huge, you know, really nice house. He wants to take custody of the daughter and, you know, put her in private school. And the little girl, she's a female biologically, but she dresses like a boy. So she's having a really rough time.
Oh, hey, somebody's calling. Bobcat. Oh, Bobcat.
Am I going to finish my story?
Okay, you're going to finish your story? Okay, let's see.
What's up? Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Where are you?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Oh, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Okay, we know that place.
You drive through there. Yeah, we know that place.
Yeah. Huh?
You can do a podcast. Oh, no, I'm talking to my buddy. Sorry.
Oh. How many are there back there?
No. Back where?
Are you guys having a party over there?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So what you're saying is there's only 10 people can be invited and 2 slots are taken.
Oh, no.
No, he's like, oh, no. Okay, what's up with you, Bobcat? How are you feeling tonight?
I feel good. I feel all right. What's up?
How old are you?
What? Marcus? It's a brother.
Are you of age?
I'm 43.
Oh, not 43.
Yeah.
No.
What year were you born?
77.
Okay.
So his birthday must have been like January or could have been this one. Okay. So what's your favorite movie?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket? Oh, okay.
And do you wear underwear?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. We have one that doesn't wear underwear. And do you get waxed?
No.
Oh, he doesn't.
Hey, can I say hell no to that one?
Oh,
hell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He said hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, wow. Do you have a podcast show, Bobcat?
Yes.
Okay. What time do you come on?
7 o'clock.
What day?
What days?
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, so you were on tonight.
Yeah, I'm on tonight.
Okay, oh, so yes, right. He's on West Coast.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's Central.
Central.
I mean, Mountain. Time.
Mountain?
Mountain. You're Mountain time,
no,
right?
Central.
No. Mountain.
Mountain. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
East, Central, Mountain, Pacific.
Pacific. Okay. Yeah. Because we're on the East Coast time right now. It's almost 9 o'clock.
I know. This is much.
Oh, so what you guys going to talk about tonight, Bobcat?
Oh, me? I don't know. Throw something out there and we'll talk. I can converse on anything.
Okay, why do guys like to look at big booties on Instagram?
Say it again. Well, I'm sorry.
Why do guys like to look at big booties on Instagram?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the male, just a male thing.
It's a male thing.
Well, maybe. What do you think?
I don't know. We want to hear from a guy's perspective.
Okay, my perspective? Mm-hmm. That's not my favorite part of the body.
Okay, so what is?
I don't know if it'd be tasteful for me to say.
Okay.
We can use our imagination. Thank you.
Yeah, what region?
Below the belt.
Oh.
I gotta figure that.
We got you. Okay, that's nice. He said below the belt.
What are they doing during the lockdown? What are you guys doing
for fun during this lockdown?
Podcast, music. Mm-hmm. I'm making music. I'm also working.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
badges.
That's good.
He likes fresh badges.
That's good. I'm glad you're working. Where do you work if you don't mind just asking?
I work at a farm.
Really?
Yeah, my program is called Desert Forge. It's for veterans to be farmers.
Oh, wow.
In the desert.
So you really do like gardening and stuff?
Yes.
That is so, I love to garden. So I love, absolutely love that. That's really cool. Really,
thank you.
Really cool. I can kill like 10 plants in one day.
So you were in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. What branch?
Marines.
Oh.
Cool. That's really cool. Well, thank you very much for your service.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Some people don't. So thank
you
for saying
that. No, we appreciate it. You did what I'm not brave enough to do it. So thank you.
Yeah, Marcus was in the army.
Huh.
What, in the army?
Yeah, Marcus, my roommate.
Oh, he was in the army.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your service as well. You have a beard. You appreciate it.
She has a beard.
Oh, okay. They got uniforms. That's good enough.
A uniform is good.
A uniform is good.
Men in uniforms are hot. Yes.
That's nice. That's very nice. Wow. That's really cool.
Beards are hot too.
Yeah. Arizona, New Mexico is really cool.
You know, I want to go to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
It's like we always go through Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And we always stop at this gas station on 6th Street. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we always have to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, on our way back to Vegas.
We always like drive. Yeah. Wow. That's
yeah.
A beautiful drive. New Mexico is such a beautiful place.
But I've always wanted to go to Santa Fe.
I love the desert.
Because that's where they have the hot air balloon thing, right?
The hot air balloon festival. That's,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
And you Bobcat doesn't mess around. Giles. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Wow. Yeah, I want it. That's on my bucket list. That's on my
to get in the hot air balloon.
Yeah, to go to that.
So, Bobcat, have you done that? Have you got on the hot air balloon?
No, but they have the huge festival here in Albuquerque. It's not in Santa.
Oh, they got one in Albuquerque too?
No, it's only in Albuquerque.
Oh, that's
so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's beautiful. You're over the desert and you're that's bucket list. Definitely bucket list. Definitely on my list.
When they have it like in October somewhere in there, right?
When is the month?
I've been to it, but I can't remember.
Okay.
It's called the Balloon Fiesta. It's
okay. I see that. Balloon Fiesta. Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna have to look that up. Oh, here she goes. Millennial, put your phone down. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we like that Balloon Fiesta. I'm not sure if I mean, I could get in a hot air balloon, but I would still have to be connected to the ground. Because I'm not sure if I want to, you know, just fly. Because you don't know where you're going to land. You don't know.
I think they have it. You pull the thing with the fire, and I figure it out.
Yeah, well, that's not me. So it cracks. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Bobcat. I don't know.
I'm the adventurous one. I'm adventurous.
I'm very adventurous, but
October 11th.
Who knows if they're gonna have it this year?
Well, it's October.
So Bobcat, have you guys been going crazy?
About
like are you on lockdown?
Not me personally.
Not me.
I feel you. This is something.
And it pops. So, like, what do you guys do out there in Albuquerque for fun?
Well, I used to live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have a lot of fun out here.
Okay, cool. So, do you travel back and forth when you get a chance?
That don't mean it's better or worse. It's just I have more fun out here.
Hey, Lenny,
okay. That's cool. I like LA too.
I'm more of a NorCal person.
I grew up in San Francisco.
You what? Say it again.
I grew up in San Francisco.
You did? Okay, we're from the Bay Area.
Okay.
What part?
Union City.
You know, like Fremont, Hayward, Union City area.
I have a brother in Fremont.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. That's the city right next to us, right? Like, yeah, right there. That's cool. Very small world.
Yeah, cool.
Oh my
gosh. Yep, Logan in the house. Oh my gosh. Yeah, wow, that's cool. Now you live in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque's fun, bro. I mean, it's wilder. It's actually wilder than places I've been in California.
You would imagine, right? Yeah, I don't think Albuquerque is being wild. Yeah, I think of it as being like, no offense, but like laid back. I would go there. People retired, people would go there. There's a lot of like Native American culture there. You know, I wouldn't imagine there's a place where I would go to turn up. You know?
Well, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Turn down for what? Okay, I need to find me a chaser. So
it cracks out here, bro. I'm not lying. I swear to God, I got shot out here. I didn't get shot in L.A. or San Francisco.
Oh wow!
But where we gassed up, I had a student that lived over there by 6th Street, and he said it was kind of bad over there.
Exactly. And it's an open carry state, so everybody got gun. More people got guns out here.
It is. Oh, dang. I didn't know.
Albuquerque.
I got shot by like a 14, 15 year old, like 16 years old, man. Everybody got guns. It's
that's,
crazy.
That sounds like a lecture. That's something else. Hey. In a pretty state like that, what y'all got to shoot each other about? What y'all got to, what's the drama? What is, you know?
Okay, there's one thing. We're like the second poorest state in the whole union.
So you got a lot of poverty and crime and not a lot of jobs. So yeah,
that listen to this.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Listen to this. You mentioned natives.
Yeah.
Of course they mad.
They mad. Okay.
They mad. No, I'm not saying like I say it's legitimate reason.
I agree.
So absolutely. I mean you got some motherfuckers that's mad out here and other motherfuckers is mad and everybody poor.
And they got guns. That's guns. A triple threat.
That's a triple threat. I'm telling you, bro. Crack. We got UFOs out here.
They got fire water. That's their crack.
And we got UFOs out here.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What was that place? Cause Brad Pitt's ex-wife is from there. What's her name?
Jolie.
That place where they go.
Where are you? Roswell.
Roswell.
That is funny. Roswell. It's Roswell. We got an Air Force base out here that's supposed to have aliens before, like alien craft, right in our city, Kirtland Air Force Base.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I swear to God, it cracks. What? And it's not about like it cracking. It's about like where I am. It cracks where you are. If you are who you are, you're gonna make it crack. It cracks.
You know what I mean? Okay.
It's like where I am is the best place to be. You feel me? Like even you, where you're at.
Right.
Or maybe us together in this conversation. You feel me? Like that. It's like that.
Right. I got you. That's too funny. But yeah, we want to come out here. I do want to come to the Lagoon Fiesta.
Yeah, it's happening soon because there's a couple of balloons floating in the air. You can see them sometimes.
Wow.
But I mean, I can see them sometimes. You can't see them. I can see them sometimes. Right? But it's the fiesta. Man, there's so many people. It's there's no parking. The freeway, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. That sounds like Freaknik.
It's like Freaknik for balloons.
Freaknik for balloons. Oh my God. So you have to Uber it out there. Oh, man. And get there Uber super Uber. Early in the morning.
They probably have like a shuttle. Balloon Fiesta shuttle.
Balloon Fiesta.
They got a shuttle. They probably not Uber.
That year, I drove out there to it. I drove myself, and then I caught a shuttle from a staging area.
Okay.
And it was like a festival, but it was like a let me try to. It was I don't know a festival, but with hot air balloons, and it was pretty cool. I like.
Yeah, it. I bet. I definitely, like I said, that's one of the things I definitely wanted to.
The only thing is, it was a family oriented.
Okay.
I had just got to New Mexico, so I didn't know anybody. So I went by myself, but I went. It was fun.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Especially if you get up real early.
Uh-huh.
And check them out when the fire is underneath them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, I mean, I can look at it.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm already in. She's in. Yeah, I'm already in. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. I've been wanting to do that for a really long time. So,
So, anyway.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to talk about? What's on your guys' minds?
Well, we were just talking about just a bunch of crazy stuff. We were talking to Giles from Fiji, who was telling us like about the weather. And then we were talking about like, was it healthy to wear underwear or not to wear underwear? And
Like whatever, we're just movies, different movies. We're just getting delirious because we haven't been able to go anywhere. The gym is closed. The, you know, they want you to stay in, and like
we tried to go to the spa world
to go relax and like sit in the sauna and go swim and everything. And as soon as we got there, you're like, oh, we're closed. Like they had a governor mandate, the governor of Virginia. Mandated that so we made a rant video about that. We were just like really ticked off. So like everything fun that we're thinking about doing,
not happening.
So I mean, like, what can we do? Go wash clothes? Oh, we're supposed to go and do that, but it's as if we have eaten edible and all of our will is gone. You know, like we just we have no ambition at all. It's like we're just stuck. And watching freaking turtles on TV. That was her idea. Peaceful.
I need to watch something on TV.
It's like nature scene. Yeah, I'm not trying to see that.
I love nature.
Like whatever, man. Whatever. She likes animals and stuff. I'm not really an animal person, but yeah. So that's what we've been into. Just trying to find something fun to do. Yeah. You know, like last night we were podcasting. And we're like, it's a party in here. Yeah. We got two people down. That's me and Kimberly. We got 8 slots left.
Yeah, because we in our area we can only gather 10 people at a time.
So you know. That's Giles, Bobcat, that's 2 more slots. So we got 6 left. Who else is in here? We're having a virtual party.
Yeah.
It's free. And Butt P.
Our club is free.
Yep, our club. There's no cover charge.
No cover.
Bring your own drink.
Yeah,
though.
Bring your own drink.
Bring your own drink.
In front of the computer.
Yeah, take your own shot. Yeah, so that's pretty much what we're doing.
It.
Yeah.
It. Can't go to work.
Well, hey, I'm not complaining about that, but you know,
I actually have work from home work to do.
Yeah, I do. I do too. I should be grading some papers, but that's not happening.
I need to be doing my database and stuff.
Yeah, and I should be writing a dissertation. Yeah,
just that.
Things are always better when they're free. Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we're having a free virtual party right now. So, yep. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, look, we've been on for an hour just ranting about nothing.
We like to talk.
About nothing. Yeah, we like to talk. Bobcat, he's gone. He's probably having his party with his roommates. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. He said, oh, how much do those edibles cost?
We got a connection.
Yeah, we have a secret connection for that. Hey, everything is legal in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. I drove home and voted on that. I drove.
We were living
in California. I drove 8 hours.
I thought you were here. Okay. I was like,
We're flying back to vote.
Okay.
In November.
You can just mail it in.
No, I did that last time.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it really got counted. We're flying back. So you're going to watch the kids.
I would admit.
We're flying. I'm flying back.
No.
And plus, you can get an edible because, you know, it's legal there. But yeah, still illegal in our... Oh, it's illegal in your part of the world? Oh, that's so sad. That she's a fighter. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So yeah, you know, so we went to... Did we go to... No, it wasn't last summer. It was the summer before. Mm-hmm. We went to Canada. We drove to Montreal and all those places.
Oh, yeah.
So... It's legal in Canada too.
I bet it is. Yeah.
And right by the hotel in Niagara Falls, you can walk out of the hotel and go to the shop
and get yourself a brand.
Right there, yeah. But they didn't have any edibles.
Oh wow, what did they have?
I don't do that smoking stuff.
Me neither.
I'd rather drink something or
a brownie.
Yeah, or a brownie or something.
Me too. Yeah, I'm not that smoking. It's not for me. That's not for me.
It says, "Do your kids know that mommy loves?" No, they don't, and they won't. Because it's going to be way out of the reach of the children.
Right.
I'm a responsible parent.
Oh my
god.
And
they will never know unless they rewind this tape.
Right.
That's how old I am.
Rewind the tape.
Rewind the tape.
Wow. It's a cassette.
Right.
Like that floppy
disk. Right. The floppy disk. Unless they put the floppy disk into the drive. Go get that chaser, the apple chaser. I can't drink that
apple.
The one that we got last time. It's on your table.
Apple
chaser. The sweet, the apple chaser, the lemon drop. Go get the lemon drop chaser. Okay.
That's not a chaser. That's not a chaser. That's a mix. That's,
well,
you can't drink that.
Well, I want to mix it with this.
Oh, you can mix it with that.
I want to mix it. Okay, so like I said, we're having a virtual party. Well, since Bobcat is gone, Giles, you're here. Nene, you're here. So that's three slots taken. Got seven more to go. don't you dare touch the weed as long as I'm like, okay. All right. So bring it to, okay. Yeah, I won't touch it at all. You know, my fingers are crossed right now, right? But yeah, nobody drinks, I mean, smokes that stuff. No. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that's awesome. So what is everybody going to get in tonight? Nothing much?
The bed.
The bed? What? Oh, yeah, because it's like 9:09.
Well, here.
Well, here.
Else, yeah.
That's enough, right?
Nah.
What? A
little bit more.
A little bit more? Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. You probably hear us mixing up stuff back here.
You got to shake it hard.
Okay. Put the top on that. Like, what are they doing there? Are they have a meth lab or something? Like, no. We're just making a fruit drink. That's all. That's good, right?
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but just hanging out, trying to make it through.
Just hanging out. This is so weird.
It is. This is so weird.
Very,
very much uncharted territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird. So weird. So yeah, you guys just stay strong. And what's up, Sally?
Wash those hands, please.
Wash hands, especially if you do number two. Well, then because it'll be Typhoid Mary and E. coli will be spreading.
Okay, so that's
so, yeah. So that's a whole nother topic. I mean, what if there was like
which leads to cholera?
What if there is a typhoid breakout? Well, outbreak. You think we'd still be on lockdown?
I don't know. I don't think so. Does it spread as easy?
Well, it's like under people's fingernails. So you have to,
and eat their cooking.
Hey, she says, "Hey, girls.
Hi.
Hello." What are you drinking? Okay, so right now, say this. What is this?
Vodka.
Yeah, what is the name?
The vodka.
Svedka.
Svedka.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going on right now. What about you? Oh, you're invited to the virtual party. What's going on? What are you doing tonight? Having a good time? Are you now? After we finish, I think we're going to go and join some live shows and see what's up with some other people.
There's supposed to be some like live concerts on YouTube and stuff tonight.
I'm talking about Podbean.
Oh.
Oh, just done a lot. Oh, she said just done a line.
Oh.
Okay. Whoa. That white horse. Okay. That's what our uncle used to say.
A line of what?
A line of sunshine.
Oh.
All right. Well, girl, then.
You enjoy your night.
Yeah.
Enjoy your night.
Yeah, that's
you're going to be up for a while.
Yeah. Josh is like, whoa.
Yeah. You're going to be up for a while.
Yeah. So, don't drink any coffee. Okay, that might enhance.
For the next 8 hours, you're going to be feeling some type of way.
You're going to get some work done. She's just getting started. Wow.
Wow.
So
I'm floored.
Watch The Wolf of Wall Street, too. That might inspire you.
I'm floored. Limitless.
Up until I go down. Like, all right,
girl. Girl, you okay? Don't hurt nobody. Don't hurt yourself.
Johnson, you go, girl.
Okay. Woo.
That's well. Okay, that's advanced. Well, that's too advanced for me.
Well,
it's been nice.
Yeah, right? Girl, I'm gonna. I'm thirsty. I'm gonna get me a drink of ice water.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Please.
Stay hydrated.
keep the phone on 911.
Yeah. Just in case. Just in case. And, you know, like if you have like a cuff, you know, to check the blood pressure, that would be good too. Yeah. You know,
stay by the phone.
Keep
the phone charged.
Keep it charged. In case you go to a party, you know, like just keep your phone with you.
Let the one be, you know, let that be.
Yeah, just that's enough.
Yeah, keep it. No.
No speedballing, none of that. Mm-mm. What do they call it? Spliffs or something? I heard that on that Unsung thing that you watch. The spliffs.
The hardest thing I ingest is probably gin. For me.
And that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
that's pretty hard. So
gin is that's my limit.
My thing is just the vodka and that's it. Listen, Sally, you're lucky. You got two responsible mommies on.
Right. Yes.
Well, she's not. Ashley is. The other one's not. But we're still responsible, right? Yeah. So, you know, we're just.
I can be a surrogate mommy.
Surrogate. Yeah.
I'll be a surrogate.
So, you know, stay hydrated.
No, I'm a fairy godmother.
Oh, she's a fairy godmother. Okay. Yeah. So. I said godmama. Fairy godmother. So, yeah, that's what you are. And, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, girl, you take it slow, honey.
Yeah. Don't do too many.
Yeah, yeah. Let that be here.
Yeah. Just do one. Just do one.
Let your conscience be your guide.
Don't dilute the vodka. Don't be superhuman. Mm-mm. Just stay.
For the next 8 hours, just be calm.
Yeah, just stay calm. Tranquil.
Stay in the house.
Is it, guys, is Cat Williams still performing? I don't know.
Wish.
Is he?
I don't think so. I wish.
He had a nervous breakdown, though, right?
He did some crazy stuff.
Wait, wasn't he, like, running around, like, naked or Target? Something? Or
I don't know.
So, I think he had a nervous breakdown.
He's one of my favorites. Super funny. Yeah, he was one of my favorites.
Yeah, but like all the good ones, they always have problems.
Breakdown.
They always had Martin. He had a breakdown. Phil Hartman.
Yep. Dave Chappelle.
He had like a horrible relationship. Yeah. Then he died.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle had a breakdown.
Chris Farley.
He was super funny.
Yeah.
The James Belushi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of them. They were really good. It's like the good actors and actresses and the good comedians, they're like, they have problems.
Tragic lives.
That's just terrible. So Dave came back strong.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He's bigger too.
He don't look like Tyrone Biggums anymore.
He gained some weight.
He started lifting weights and stuff too.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big cut.
He's probably doing that creatine too.
He needed it.
Because he was really, really slim.
Some gravy and
you see him on Half
Lard.
That movie.
He was too.
Did you suck dick for crack, buddy?
He was really.
That's what Mr. Seaver said, right?
Sure, that was so.
That was
out of
funny.
His character. Yeah.
That was funny.
Like, what?
Yeah. He's like, no. No.
That has always been funny to me.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny. Well, guys, it's been nice. It's been like an hour or so. Sally, stay hydrated.
Girl.
Giles, thank you for being on with us and everybody. I think we lost some more party people, but you guys, they're crashing and burning right now.
Going to different parties, party hopping. That's the word.
Thank you guys, and we're gonna have to get out to Australia, Fiji, wherever you are, Giles, and come party with you,
please. Yes.
And we'll be modest.
Yes, we will.
And I'll keep my clothes on.
I'll make sure of it.
Ari and Ashley is no.
What is it?
No, he's our name.
Oh,
Timberley and Ashley. I think I misspelled your name. You can follow us on Instagram. You can go to my website, positiveecs.com, and then look up everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, he just followed a random Ari. Not Ari. So you can delete that person.
Kimberly. Well, follow her too. She might be talking about something interesting, but
I don't know.
I'm the real deal.
Ari could be a boy or a girl.
I guess.
Yeah, I like that name though.
Ari.
Yeah. Ari. If I had another one, I would name them Ari. All right. You too, Sally. Stay hydrated. She's like, have a great night, girls.
All right, you guys. Peace and blessings.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.